Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, the scene is set for a very exciting coffee morning. After a wholesome breakfast, I've now got two bags all the way from Berlin, from Coffee Circle, that reached here London Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And I've got my cupping bowls set out. I've got the R58 Joule Boiler PID machine switched on. It's been there already for an hour, warming up nicely. I have my Chemex ready as well. And I'm going to put these two coffees, both Ethiopian coffees, very promising coffees, roasted by Coffee Circle in Berlin. It's the Lili Sahara and the Duromina, which I've heard a lot of good things about. Just here on the table, all set for, as I said, an exciting coffee morning. I'm, as always, laying them out on a fresh kitchen towel. And this is now the Duromina that I'm laying out. And quite amazing, not unusual for Ethiopian coffees, quite small, these beans. They just look wild and rich, and I just know that I'm in for a treat when it comes to Ethiopian coffees. These two coffees, though, very new to me, these two coffees from Ethiopia. So, very interested to see what it's all about. So I'm going to pause this, I'm going to grind, I'm going to cup, and after cupping, I'm going to, well, do my next move. But the next move will be determined by the cupping results. Interesting, actually, is I'm just looking through these roasted beans, quite a lot of chuff still on them, so I'm just rubbing them through my fingers and between my fingers and my hands to get rid of a bit of the chuff, and then, of course, I'm going to put them back into the one-way valve bag and get grinding and get cupping. And weighing the beans out, 12 grams, of course, for cupping. I can see, I mean, these tiny little beans, they are so dense and they're heavy because there's hardly anything in that cup that I use to weigh out my beans. And yet, it's 12 grams. Quite amazing. But that's Ethiopia for you. Tiny little beans with amazing flavors. So here they are in their dry state in the cupping bowls. The Duromina, I've got two cups for the Duromina and two cups for the Lilisa. And just smelling the dry grounds already gives you an indication. Wow. Pooh, lovely. I mean, ooh, this. It's funny because only yesterday I cupped some Peruvian and a Bolivian that I roasted from Freeman Trading, and so different. I mean, they were chocolatey nutty. This is nothing like it. This is, oh, much more delicate. It's, trying to kind of really pinpoint what I've got. Definitely different, the Duromina and the Lilisa, definitely different from one another. It's interesting because the nose very rarely marries with the palate, so what you smell is not necessarily what you're going to taste on the palate. I'm going to put water to them, I'm going to let them steep, I'm going to smell again when they're infusing and brewing, and then I'm going to taste. This is going to be exciting. They just smell very enticing. There's a sweetness about it. It's just gorgeous. Wow, yes, absolutely, the Duromina. At the back end, what a beautiful kind of very sweet florally smell. Smelling the cups as the coffee is steeping away, and it's going to steep for 4 minutes. And I must say that Duromina, such a sweet, lovely, kind of almost jasmine-like after smell. Very, very sweet. And the Lilisa, also beautiful, but, well, I couldn't say harsh, by no means. But in comparison to Duromina, not as sweet, not as kind of florally, but beautifully and delicate. They're both so delicate. Beautiful. So 4 minutes over, and I'm breaking the first crust of the first cup of the Duromina. So you're just pushing through the crust, three kind of gentle movements from back to from front to back, and then you might as well smell the back of your spoon and the next cup. Wow, just beautiful. And always make sure that you got a clean cup as well there with water, so you can. Oh yeah, different smell. Wow, the Lilisa are completely different, so that you can actually rinse your spoon so not to contaminate any of the bowls, any of the coffees. And now just cleaning the scum off, you take two spoons and in a circular movement you just get the scum off and put it in another separate glass that you've got there and rinse your spoons again. I love that. That's kind of a ritual and lovely movement to do. And then you'll be ready to slurp. So stay tuned for the slurping. So they've cooled down enough, ready to take my first slurp of the Duromina. Wow. Oof. So beautifully delicate and sweet and florally and so tea-like. Oh, a pure delight. So always make sure also to not contaminate the bowls. Wow, pure delight. Duromina, very delicate, very beautiful, very sweet. The Lelissa, oh, and a beautiful mouthfeel. Lelissa, I would say mouthfeel a touch heavier, but light as well, and maybe not quite as sweet. Beautiful, maybe a touch stronger. Oh, I can't tell between them which one I prefer.